story was once told of a couple that didn't have children for many, many years. Baruch Hashem, David Segehofen, and they were expecting the first child. And it was during the later, long-awaited moment, the doctor comes out and sees the husband, who's so full of joy and simcha, and he says, "I have bad news for you. There's complications, there's sakana here. You have to make a decision. You can only have one. Either you could have your wife, you could have your child, but we can't have both." And Avada, the seichel, he said right away, "Of course, I want his wife, and that's the halacha, but for some reason, the mother decided this is what she wants. She doesn't know if she'll ever have a child. She wants that child." And Kachavi, the child was born, and Nebuch, the mother, was Nifta. Every year, on the day, that day, there was always mixed feelings. It was the birth of his child, a tremendous simcha, but it was also a churban. He lost his wife. The only nechama he had that his wife would have a kaddish. And every year, he had to understand it's only a child. He made a birthday party, and after all the presents were given, at least he gave the child what he needs, and then he says, "No, at least say kaddish." But the kaddish wasn't a kaddish. After all, he's a young child. But people told him, "Don't worry, don't be depressed. He'll get older, he'll understand. And then he'll feel the loss, he'll say the kaddish with meaning." He waited and waited, and then it was the bar mitzvah year. And that's the year he's waiting for. Now he'll see, the child will feel the loss that he created. The child was only on the world because of that mother. And to his great dismay, the child again was busy with presents, busy with the birthday party, totally oblivious of the pain of the yard side of his mother. And the father starts yelling and says, "I don't understand you. How could you be so insensitive? How could you be so thoughtless? How could you be so indifferent to this day?" The child says, "But what do you want from my life? Why is it my fault? You cry, you lost your wife, you knew her, you knew what she was. I never knew her, I never saw her, I can't imagine how she looked. How am I supposed to cry, how am I supposed to say kaddish if I don't know what I lost?" So the father says, "Now what you are, now you're a godla bar mitzvah, you're supposed to have seichel. Of course you never knew your mother. You're only here today because your mother gave her life for you. That's why you're here. And all I ask is you say a kaddish, a kleinigkeit, and that you can't do." A very heartbreaking story, undoubtedly. A person could be so insensitive and so callous to such a tragedy. But you know what's more depressing? And you know what's more heartbreaking? It's the nimshel. The Duden Maga told this story. And this, he said, is a theme that a yid has to think about in Avelis al HaChorban. We look in Chazal, the little that we do look. B'tzar HaShchina, Kaviyachol, that Gaul is created. The Shchinta B'Galusa that we're experiencing because of the Chorban. The Gemara in the beginning of Brachis, of Gimel, every day the Ebesh Teshoye Kari, "Oy levonim shebavaneseyem hechrafti esbeisi v'sarafti eseicholi." Think about it, Rabbi. Say, think about it. Open your hearts. We're in Golas 2,000 years. That's more than a third of the Bria. A third of the Bria, the Shechintas b'Golusa. The Medrash and the Psichach of Beis and Eicha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to Yirmiyah and said, "Ani doima hayoim La'odam shayloi ven yechidi Va'asa lai chuppa, the moment that he waited for. Umeis b'seicha chuppa. Achorben b'seichorben, the most glorious moment turned into the greatest tragedy. We think about Chil Hashem Shemayim, Elban HaTaira, Yeridus HaDairus. And why is all that? Why do we see this? Why is the third of the Bria, the Tachlis of the Bria, Churban after Churban? Because of us. As we learned last night in Eicha Perek Dalet, Vayotzeis Eish B'tzion, so the Medrash teaches, that was the biggest Chasdei Hashem. Sheshafach HaMotzei Al Eitzim V'al Avonim V'loi Al Yisrael. We are here today, we are alive today, because the Eibishter destroyed his Beis HaMikdash. And the Eibishter, Kaviyachol, subjected himself to a Churban of 2,000 years. The Nimshel is much more depressing than the Mashal. We spent 3 weeks, beginning with the Tainis, Shivas HaBetamas, the Hilchus 3 weeks, and then it intensifies with the 9 days, and the climax, the peak, is Tisha B'Av. Maybe we should ask ourselves, are we the Nimshel? Are we the Nimshel of the horrible Mashal? Are we Mesabal on Yishalayim the way we should be? Are we Dayig Umeitza like the Mechab and Simon Aleph requires every year a Shemayim? And there's a lot to cry about. There's a lot to be Mesabal about. There's a lot to feel bad about. The Gemara Chagiga, that Hei teaches the Pasuk, Hishlich Mishamayim Oretz, Mi Igra Ram, from the highest mountain, Labira Mikta. And if that was 2,000 years ago, think how deep the Bira Amikta has become in the past 2,000 years. Think about Roy Rub of Klal Yisrael that don't know what an Aleph is. Think the Shechinta Begalusa in Roy Rub of Klal Yisrael don't know what Shema Yisrael is. There's plenty to be misabel about. Are we being Misabal Yerushalayim? And there was a time that you didn't have to say this Mashal, and you didn't have to portray the Nimshel, because there was a time that there was nothing that filled the Yiddish hearts more than Churban Havayis. I'm always the spall, it's halacha. We do it every day, twice a day perhaps. Before benching, the Mechabin Kufpei, you're supposed to remove the knives from the table. One reason the Rishonim say the Beis Yosef quotes the Shabbali Alekha, the Archas Chaim, the Rishonim, because it was an incident and doesn't seem to be a Grace of Tzadik, a person who was benching. And when he came to the words, Boinei, Berachim of Yishalayim Amein, Venizga Churban Habayis, he's in the middle of benching and he remembered Churban Habayis Gevalt, Uvenei Yishalayim, Lotach Sakin, the knife that was there, Vetoka Bevitnoi, from Tsar, from the overwhelming pain of Uvenei Yerushalayim, he killed himself, of course, unknowingly. Gevald, think, there was nothing that filled the Yiddish hearts more than Churban Havayis, more than Uvenei Yerushalayim B'sechzen Einenu. And where are we holding today? There was a time, not long ago, that whatever Yid saw, whatever Yid thought, was Churban. He saw Churban wherever he went. I'm always nispal, the Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Samach, Amud Beis, says after the Churban Habayis, there was a movement that wanted to say, we'll no longer eat meat or drink yayin. Not only the 9 days, but throughout the year, a Yid wouldn't be toying wine or meat. Wise up to Gemara. Listen to the reaction of a Yid to Churban. Noichal basa sheimenu matkriven agabi mezveyach. They saw a piece of meat. They didn't see the tam in the meat. They saw the Churban in the meat. The meat was synonymous with Churban because this basa used to be on the Mizbeach. We could drink wine. What did they see in Yayin? They saw in Yayin the Nesachim. How can we drink Yayin if Yayin was once one of the avoiders in Beis HaMikdash? Gival, think what a Yid saw, the perspective a Yid had. Whatever he saw, whatever he ate, wherever he went, he saw Churban. He was benching and he was overtaken by grief. He killed himself. And today, are we like that Nimsho? Are we the Nimsho? There was a time that there was nothing that a Yid hoped for, nothing that a Yid prayed for, nothing that a Yid longed for in Beis HaMikdash. The Bereishis Rabba, Perek Gimel, B'zeh HaLoshen, Kol Tfilosen She Yisrael, Einoy El Al Beis HaMikdash. A Yid's hope, a Yid's dream, a Yid's goal in life was Mara Yasivna Beis Mikdash, Eibishta, rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, bring us back to our glory. Marei Masa Yasivna Beis HaMikdash, when will it be V'sechzena Einenu, that my Eugen will have the privilege to see B'shuvcha Letzion? That was a Yid's outlook in life. That was a Yid's objective in life. Churban Habayis. And it wasn't hard. Believe me, it wasn't hard. I read a story of a Yid in our times. I'm not talking about Chazal, in our times. He had the minig, he followed the minig Arizal, that when you say Tikkun Chatzos, you don't say anything. You just sit and think and cry. So his chaver asked him, I say Tikkun Chatzos, but you don't even say anything. All you do is sit there and cry. What do you think about? How do you cry if you don't say any words? So this Pasha, the quote Pasha the Yid tells his friend, I don't know your question. Think about Yushalayim, think about Beis HaMikdash, think about the glory and the splendor that took place behind that Kaisel. Do you have to read something? Do you have to say something? Sevein von Zichalein. That's not a Yid in Beis HaMikdash, that's a Yid in our times. Nothing, no words, no Osiris, just to think, what was Beis HaMikdash? We're at the end of the Avelus of the Churban. Has it had an impact on us? Has it changed us? Has it moved us? Can we say now we are closer to becoming a Misavala Yerushalayim? Because if not, Rabbi say, if we're not Misavala Yerushalayim, that's Gufa Churban. Not being Misavala Churban is the biggest Churban. Isn't that a Gemara? Probably you all learned it. The Gemara in Zion asks a very penetrating question. The Gemara refers to them as tzaddikim, and not Pashat tzaddikim, but tzaddikim kulei hai. Gevald, what the Gemara's definition of tzaddik, and tzaddik kulei hai. My time may end, say, why was there a churban? Zog the Gemara Mishim Blayi, Evel al Yishalayim. The Gemara is telling us not being availus on churban is the greatest churban. Where are we holding an availus on a churban? And believe me, I know the tzibah I'm speaking to. The Olam is masabul ei v'nefesh v'toyas Hashem angeton v'amelus in Torah, but that's not an excuse. It's not an excuse, but they were tzaddikim kulei hai and segonish geholfin. The Chafetz Chaim quotes a psikta. Om HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'tzaddikim lo yofo asisem shechivavdem l'sayrasi. It's not enough that you have a tam, a geshmak, a cheshik, a bren in Torah. For l'chivavdem l'malchusi. You kvetch because you don't understand the tzoy sachosh, and that's wonderful. But when do you kvetch about Beis HaMikdash? When do you kvetch about a churban? Because that itself is churban. And isn't that a Gemara? The Gemara in Shabbos Laman Aleph outlines the shlichas achayim of every single yid. The main Tafkir of a Yid, versteht sich, kvati itim a teira, nasasa v'nasata b'emuna, osakta b'prulavu, and one of them, one of the questions that they will ask a Yid l'asalavai, see, peace of the Yeshua. That's one of the fundamental principles of Yiddishkeit. If today they would ask us, see, peace of the Yeshua, and who's the Vera? This is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam that's lighting 2,000 years in Golus because of us. And he turns to us and says, I am lighting, but what are you doing? See, peace of the Yeshua. What are we going to answer? Kavati Itma Tayr is not enough. Because Sadiqim Kulei Hai endured a Chorban of 2,000 years. I once saw a verse from Briskirov, printed in the Marchei Leiv, Chele Gimel, Amit Shim Nundalad. For years I was afraid to say it. To be quite frank with you, I was afraid to say it, Barabim. After I found that verse, I heard from Rav Shimon Schwab, Zichrei Levracha. He spent the Shabbat by the Chafetz Chaim. And he had many stories and many rayonos that he gleaned from the Chafetz Chaim. There was one incident that he said over, he said, the rabbi, the convention, that to be quite frank with you, that also I never said, I was frightened. Lately I realized I didn't do the right thing. First of all, for Shteitzich, if Biskirov said it, we have to know it. If the Chavetz Chaim said it, we have to be aware of it. But primarily, why it's a toys, because it's not Biskirov's avort, it's not the Chavetz Chaim's avort. It's Chazal in no uncertain terms in many places. And that has to be the Avodas Hayoyim. That has to be the Tzav HaShoah as we almost end another Tisha B'Av. The Rav asked Chazal and Erevin say that Mashiach Eliyahu will not come on Shabbos because of the Chil Shabbos involved. Shrek the Rav, what do you mean Chilul Shabbos? How could Chilul Shabbos play a role? Mashiach Eliyahu is Shpitz Pikuach Nefesh. Eliyahu coming is the Shpitz Hatzolas Yisrael of Alfe Alofim Rivai Yisrael. And you're worried about Chilul Shabbos? Ein Lecha Dovah Oymed Yisrael Pikuach Nefesh, and certainly the Hatzolas Yisrael. And you're worried about Chilul Shabbos, where's Pikuach Nefesh play a role? So the Rav answered in his typical Emor Ma'at Vasei Harvei to Zveveist. Zveveist Vos is Me Pikuach Nefesh Vasach Yidin. As Mashiach kumt yeh, or the Epshet of Pikuach Nefesh and Mashiach kumt nisht. Who knows what is the true Pikuach Nefesh? Because there's so many Yidin that don't hope for Mashiach, don't wait for Geula, don't feel the Churban, don't need the Geula. For them, Pikuach Nefesh, he shouldn't come. Is that the Brisker of Sachidish? Isn't that the Gemara Tzipis of Yeshua? Isn't that the Gemara Yafa, the Psikta Yafa Asisim? Isn't that the Gemara in Tzachtainis Kol Misha Eina Mesabal Al Yishalayim Eina Zoycha V'Roya Ben Echamasa? Types the words Kol Misha Eina Mesabal Yishalayim, even if he's busy Al Tarev Al Avoida, but Yishalayim doesn't occupy a place in his heart. It's Chalila Eina Roya B'Simchasa. And the Shabali Alekid, one of the Rishonim in Siman Reish Ayin Hay, says, even if it'll be Zoycha to live to Yemois HaMashiach. And his Lashon is frightening. Afil hu emiya b'ikvi ha-geula harei hu nichta b'kat Rishonim she'enam ma'minam ve'enam ru'uyim le-geula. That's the Gemara. Mi she'enu m'savo yishulayim e'enu ro'yi b'simchosa. That's a brisker of that word. That's Chazal Liberal. The Chofetz Chaim told Rav Schwab, Zechayin Olivracha, ihr meint, you think, Mashiach wird kommen, wird sein Freilach für alle. He says, I tell you, many are going to run and hide under the table. I never said this, Barab, I was afraid. But I learned the sugya. That's Chazal Iberal. That's Ein Aroya B'Simchasa. That's the peace of the Yeshua. And you know, I later found the Chofetz Chaim wrote this theme in the Chelek Gimel, in the Igeres Maimorim, in Maim Achaf. He writes how a Yid has to live and hope and dream about Mashiach. Umishlayosim leiv ledvareinu eila yeda ba'atmai ki benafshei hu vasalitnes hadin ki oz yizbara v'yizvara v'yizfarsim kol ish v'ish miheichenes atmi leviyosai uvameh umilai heichenes atmai. Because then the question for peace of Yeshua will be the password. Rav Chaskel in a letter in Michta Tov Lamed Zayin also writes very, very sharp, Miyu asher ein lai pachad im yiyah miyazoichim utahoyrim nimois ha-mashiach. Rav Deslin Chelik Dalet, page 325, also writes a shreblich ha-pachad de Koloshin. Ve'veist if Mashiach for us now is pikuach nefesh. The Meiri, the Ritva, on that Sugya in Tainis, teaches the Gemara, because the end of Daniel, the Pasuk says, Ashrei ha-mechakeh v'yegia le-yomim. If someone's mechakeh, if someone hopes, if someone krechs the Chol HaPachas, he will reach the days, those glorious days, that are b'karev b'karev. And mishe'eni mitzavo yisholayim rachmanu l'tzlan. Not Biskei Rav Zavart, it's not the Chofetz Chaim Zavart, it's not Rav Chaskel, not Rav Desla. This is the fundamental avoidance of Adam of Tzipis of Yeshua. In Bi'itzume Shel Yoim, the Yoim that is Mukhan for Avelis, at least today let us ask ourselves, where are we holding? What have we done to steig in the sugya of Tzipis al Yeshua? Because if not, that's the biggest korban. If we can't cry about korban, we should cry, why are we not crying about korban? Why are we not being mitzavah Yerushalayim? Rav Shmuel Dishon told me once a story, and they liberated the Kaisel. It was a most remarkable moment. They were Yidden soldiers, former soldiers, that the first time they had come face to face with Kaisel HaMaravi, it was one of the most emotional moments probably in history. And you could imagine how each one broke down in tears of joy, tears of despair. Each person was so overwhelmed by emotion, and there was one soldier that wasn't crying. He was a friar, and he was indifferent to the whole scene. Kaisel to him was another wall. A friend of his, also a chilaini, began crying uncontrollably. So the one that didn't cry turns to his friend and says, I don't understand. They're datiyim, they cry about the kaisel. But for me and you, this kaisel is like the wall in our house. Why are you crying? So he answered, you know why I'm crying? I'm crying because I'm not crying. When I see Eden are crying and I'm not crying, al elani v'chia, that's why I cry. Maybe today, if we're not misabal Yishalayim, if we don't cry about the al elani v'chia, maybe we should be crying why we're not crying. I once spoke with the Rashi Rav Zelig after a Tisha B'Av. I asked him how he had fasted. He says, you should know, Ich zitte mehr von Tisha B'Av wie von Yom Kippur. I'm more worried about the Tisha B'Av than the Yom Kippur. Although Tisha B'Av is the Rabbanan and Yom Kippur is the Raisa. Weil auf Tisha B'Av steht der Chazal, Mi she'ein ein Misabal a Yishalayim, ein Ezoiche v'roye b'simchasa. Gewaltige Pashtis. That's Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av has to be a day of Misabal Yerushalayim. And I later told him, I found Bemis, it's a Gemara in Tainish Yud Gimel, but Tosfos in Bei Yud Ches Paskin like this, that Lagabi Tfilas Mitzvah, a Kaponim Mizman of Tosfos, it was Mutter to Toivah on Yom Kippur, but on Tisha B'Av was Asa. Ah, Yom Kippur is the Raisa, and Tisha B'Av is the Rabbanan. So Tosfos quotes the Gemara in Tainish Yud Gimel, Kedaihu Beisa Lekeinu Lavid Alav Tfilah Pam Achas Vishonah. There's a Makar in Halacha as a Yidav Tzitin in from Tisha B'Av more than Yom Kippur. There's a Psak of Tosfos that Tisha B'Av is Me'at Tzitinish. But then there's the old problem, and I'm the first to plead guilty to. Ma Yasa HaBen V'lo Yechta. I would love to be Mitzapa Yeshua. I would love to be Mitzapa Yerushalayim. I would love to be one of those that I could say, Ashrei HaMechaka V'yagia L'yomim. But I'm only a mensch. How do I have a hergish for something that I'm not margish? How do I miss something that I don't miss? How do I visualize something that I can't imagine in my wildest dreams? How do I cry about something that I don't feel like crying about? Nebuch will like that nimshel who sees Churban all over and doesn't even realize. Maybe the Eitzah. Maybe the Eitzah Shavah L'chol Nefesh. If we can't feel, if we can't relate, if we can't visualize the Churban HaBayis of 2,000 years ago, let's think about the Churban in Tavshin Samach Aleph. Open your eyes, open your heart, wherever you look, whatever you see, you will see the Churban of Tavshin Samach Aleph. If we can't think and we can't cry about the Eicha that Yirmiyah cried about this Man HaBayis, let's cry about the Churban, the Eicha that we see today, B'chol Yoyim gets worse and worse. Chazal and Seif Soit to say, M'yoyim Shechara Beis HaMikdash, B'chol Yoyim V'yoyim Meruva Kilosi Mishel Chaveiroi. That needs no Hezbah, that needs no explanation. Go around B'roiv Ha'oilam. Look around at Roiv Ruba of Acheinu V'Sareinu. And you'll see living, walking examples of B'chol Yoyim Meruba Kilosi Mishel Chaveiroi. Think about the tzaris. Think about the pain, the suffering that we see today. Someone asked me yesterday, he doesn't remember a year that so many people were nifta from Yenem Achla. Relatives, young children, chaveirim. Why do we see that? That's part of the B'chol Yoyim Meruba Kilosi. A doctor in Sloan Kettah, which is the hospital for Yenem Achla, told me, you Jews have to do some soul searching. Because there's an inordinate amount of religious Jews that are stricken with Yenem Achla. And there's no medical explanation to that phenomenon. But you know something? There is no medical explanation. But that's what the Gemara meant, B'chol Yoyim, every day, Meruba Kilosi Mishel Chaveiroi. Because that's also part of the Churban. That's also part of the Eicha. That's also part of the Klal, that's Meruba Mishbechol Yoyim V'Yoyim. Every Yiddish Tzar, every Yiddish tragedy, every Yiddish tear is directly attributable to the Churban HaBayis. Rashi in the Vayomim Beis Perek Lamed Hei Pasuk Chavdalid, Rashi says the minig was on Tisha B'Av they would make special kinnas on all the tzaras that they had suffered from the time of Beis HaMikdash till those days. Why? Tisha B'Av is Churban HaBayis. Why do you have to bring in your personal pains? And we see today, Gedolim, all Habastoma Acha says we have to cry about the World War II, and we see in the Kinnis, the old Vashid Netzaris that Klai Yisrael endured in this suffering. Why is that Churban a part of Churban Habayis? Because it is part of Churban Habayis. Because that's what Chazal said, the Churban Habayis began in 2,000 years ago, and it continued, whether it was with the Inquisition and the Crusades and Tach V'Tat and World War I and World War II. Every Yiddish tzar, every Yiddish pain, all of Yiddish suffering is Churban Habayis. And if we can't cry about the Churban that Yirmiyah cried about, let us look around and say, Eicha, why are so many of us stricken with Yenem Machlet, no medical explanation? I once had to Menachem Avol a family that suffered a unique tragedy. Every tragedy is terrible, but this was unique. Amol, you know what to say. Amol, you think you know what to say. But here I had no idea what to begin with. I told them a machshava that I once had. The minig Yisrael, the chol tzvutas Yisrael, you come to a novel, you say, Hamokim Yinachem Eschem B'soich Sha'or Avei Litzian V'Yerushalayim. You think about it, it seems insensitive. It seems like you're indifferent to the person suffering. Here he is, he lost a child, a spouse, a sibling, a parent. And where do you come? And what are you talking about? And what are you krechting about? Sha'ar Avei Litzian V'Yerushalayim. The thrust, the whole message is Avelis Tzion, Avelis Shalayim. It's good to feel Tzion, the Avelis Tzion. It's good to cry about Yishalayim. But you're supposed to focus on his problem, on his tzar. And all you're talking about is Avelis Tzion, Yishalayim. Chazal knew. Chazal had a heart. Chazal realized. Chazal knew better. Chazal knew that the most effective nechama is Hamokem Yinachem Eschem B'Soy Shar Avei Litzim V'Yushalayim. In every situation, that's the nechama that ultimately will bring comfort to a person. The Medrash in Eicha, Parsha Aleph, Simon Chavdal, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin Chavdal are similar. Maisa Bisha Achas, who lived in the neighborhood of Gamliel, and she had one child, a child prodigy, a nifldik, a child, and the child died. And every night she would cry, Bachay Sivcha Balayel the Medjus Taiches, and she would cry about her irreplaceable loss. Zogdi Gemara and the Medjus, Ring Gamliel, Hoyang Gamliel, Shaymeya, Kaila. He would remember Beis HaMikdash. Very strange story. She suffered a terrible tragedy. She was crying about her loss, and he's crying about Churban Bayis. You know what the pshat is? You know what the message, the timely message of this Gemara is? Rabbi Gamliel heard a Yid crying, and he asked himself, why is a Yid crying? Why is a Yiddish suffering? Why does a Yid have to have so much tzaris? We're banim lamakayim. We're the ben chavav by the Yebishta. We're the tachlis of the Bria. This shouldn't be a Yiddish tear. This shouldn't be a Yiddish gevein. The Medrash HaKatoiv speaks about the way the world should be, the way the world hopefully will be bekara, bekara, bekara. So if the Medrash call it tefillas betelas lasad lavai, there won't be tefillas lasad lavai. Only toida, only the carbon toida. Kloima, of the Medrash, so itzarchu oz letefillah l'shum dava. Shiyishlu olav. Ki tachlis ha-toiva yamdu koyimeyamoid ha-oret. Every yid will have everything imaginable and unimaginable. There won't be a need for a tefillah. There won't be a tzibrach in a heart in Klal Yisrael. V'lo yi'einenu el ha-hayda u'tehila. The only tefillah will be the taida, the haida, the carbon of thanking me, thank you, Eibishter, for the raif taiva. And that's the way it's supposed to be, and that's the way it should be, and that's the way it will be. And Amliel asked himself, so why is a lady crying? Why is a Yiddish and a Shama shedding tears? This is not the way the world is supposed to be. And Gamliel realized that every tzar and every krechts and every tzara, it's one answer. There's one answer for every tragedy that manifests itself in a different way. And that's the churban. Because Hishmich Mishamayim Oret, because there was a Bila Hashem Bulei Chomel that continues that B'chol Yoyim Meruba Kilasi Mishal Chaveiroi. He saw a Yiddish tzar, but he realized that it's because of, that's another expression of Korban Abayis. That this is the price we have to pay to be living in a time of Anoichi Hasta Aster Ponai. That every Yiddish tear is because, as the Pasuk says, Ki Ein Alekai Bikirbi Matsouni Haroya Sa'ela. And that's why he cried Korban Abayis. Because this is another painful reminder of Korban Abayis. A few weeks ago, I was by a chasana, someone very, very close to me. I got a call 2.5 weeks later. He's fighting for his life. But the machla, chayla masukin. Why is that? Why do we hear such a tzara? That's churban habayis. That's another expression of Bila Hashem Volei Chomol. A year that wasn't married 3 weeks is fighting for his life. That's because Hishlech Mishamayim Oretz. Someone wrote to me this year. A child was born, a first child, a beautiful child. Something happened, no one knows. And before long, the child never returned his neshama to the Eibishter. Why does that happen? Why does such a thing happen? Hanoichi asta asta panai. It's all the same answer. It's ki ein alekai bikirbi matzuni haroi sa'ela. Who here doesn't know of a personal tragedy that we didn't hear about long ago? Because the chayshach is getting darker, and the bir hamikdash is getting deeper, and the klalasai merubah is getting worse and worse. And I told his family, sometimes we have a nechama. Sometimes we see, perhaps we think we see the light at the end of the tunnel. But sometimes it's chayshach as far as you could see. But you know what the nechama is? It's not your fault. And it's not your personal tzara. It's not your personal tragedy. Hamokayim yenachem eschem b'soich shara ve'litziyem v'yishalayim. This is another expression of Bila Hashem Volei Chomol. This is another manifestation of Hanoichi Aster 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 Panai. And that's the most meaningful nechama. It's nothing to do with you. Just like there was a Churban Habayis, and just like there was Crusades, Inquisition, Tach V'Tat, World War II, it's because the Bira Mikta is getting so much more painfully deeper. Maybe if you can cry about the Eicha of the past, maybe cry about the Eicha of today. Because this is not the way it's supposed to be. We don't know what we're missing. We look around, we have Torah Baruch Hashem. We have Svarim, but we don't know the Ikka Chosim in HaSeifa. Every Yiddish Tzar, every Yiddish Tir, every Yiddish Gevein, every Yiddish Krechs is another expression of Churban. The Seyda Hayoim was one of the earliest Achrayim. says that sometimes we can't relate to Churban. Let's think about our own Churban. Maybe that's what he meant. Because it is part of Churban. Because every tzar is part of the Avelei Tzion v'Yishalayim. If we're not in the Madrega to cry about Kedayhu Beis Elokeinu, if we can't cry about the Shechinta Begalusa, then at least feel the expressions of the Shechinta Begalusa. But maybe there's another Esa. Maybe it's Taim Shiachas. As we saw, one of the most fundamental principles in Yiddishkeit is see peace of the Yeshua. Do you ever wonder who states this? What's the makar of that special mitzvah, special chiyuv? I once saw the smack in the first mitzvah, the mitzvah of Muna, says it's a chelik of the mitzvah of Muna. After he describes the mitzvah of Anoichi, uvezeh toli ma'asha omru chachomim, shashi alam la'odam la'achamisa b'shazdinai, si pisa li'yeshua. I guess if that's the case, we could understand why that's one of the first questions that a Yid is faced with Lassud Lavay. If it's a chedek of Amuna, the cornerstone of our Yiddishkeit. But what I didn't understand was Basatis Mitzamuna. See, peace of Yeshua is an Indian of Mashiach, of Geula, of Galus, Churban. I think the answer to this is the answer to our problems. I think that's the mafteach. I think that's the key to becoming a mitzapa liyeshua, to becoming a mechaka viyagia liyomim. I'm going to tell you a maisa. It's printed in the Perador Chelik Dalatzim in Omid Nunhei. The stipler heard this and he was a rois from the spilus. That these type of mices we don't see. But I tell the mice to you today, not because of the mice, but I believe this is a mice that is zeichel l'churban. There was a Yid who lived in, it even says his name, I guess it's not Lashon Hara, but it says exactly the details. He came from Hungary before the war, and he slowly started slackening in his Yiddishkeit, in his observance. And then he was dragged to Auschwitz. He saw the horrors of the Churban, and he came to Eretz Yisrael a few years later, and he gave it all up. That's it. He didn't see the Eibishter. Where was Hashem? Atkan. And he went midechi el dechi until it was Yom Kippur, Tafshin Yud Gimel, and he. That was his first year he began to work on Yom Kippur. That much he hadn't done, and this is his first year. So he came home from work, and he sees the most yukna, he sees it was in a dream of his father. His father was killed in Auschwitz. And his father there was a talis and kittel, imploring him, mein kind, his name was Yaakov, Yankala tu tshuva, Yankala tu tshuva. But he was so angry, and he was so upset, kaviyachol at the Eibishter, he disregarded it. But it happened, the same dream, 7 nights in a row. And even that, he was consumed with so much sinna, and he was overtaken with so much chesha, even that didn't move him. Until one night, he didn't go to sleep. He came home, has no Yiddishkeit, and he wanted to put on the radio with Shabbos. And he saw his father. He saw an image. And the father said, this is your last chance, Yankala tu tshuva. This is too much, him. A dream is one thing, but this is too much. And he heard about the Chazinish. This is the last, mamish, the end of the Chazinish's life. He left a few months later. He decided he has to go to the Chazinish. They ask him, tell him. He goes into the Chazinish. The Chazinish looks at him. Yom Kippur. your father has no menucha, because they paskind that you're going to lose your life for this. And then the Chazon Ish put his head down, and he said, as if the Chazon Ish went to sleep. And he was dumbfounded, because he didn't say an ois achas to the Chazon Ish. And the Chazon Ish described the whole situation. So Pashtetzach, you could imagine, this person became a Baal Tshuva Amitis, and he lives now in Eretz Yisrael. And he told this story with the Dei HaVeYuvda. When the Stipler heard this, Stipler was on the guest of Chassid from the Chazon Ish. He says, this is a Maisa that Layum Kisupa. The Shomers came to the Chazon Ish. Azah often a Ruach HaKodesh. Azah lechalichtiga oigen. But you know something? This is a classic Zeicha Lechorban. You think about the Maisa. A lichtigkeit the Chazon Ish had. The lichtige Eugen the Chazon Ish had. The Raya that the Chazon Ish was, he saw and no one else saw. And he lit up so much Chayshach. There was a Yid that was so estranged from Yiddishkeit, and the Ma'at or little lichtigkeit of the Chazon Ish dispelled all of that darkness. For years and years and years he was living in Chayshach, and a little Ma'at or was Doicha Harmen HaChayshach. And then I thought, and how about today? How about today in Tavshin Samach Aleph? Since then, how much more Chayshach do we have? How much more Chayshach do we see? I'm not talking about the thousands and thousands of Yidden that don't know what an Aleph is, assimilated, intermarried. I'm not talking about the newest Machla that even in our own circles, from the finest families, we see the neshamas, Rachmano Litzlan, neshamas, Parchais Ba'avir. I'm talking about what I see, what we see. What we hear, Bachim, they want to have a Geshmak in a Black Gemara. They want to have a Mesikis in a Bekiveiga. But there's Choshech, there's Neshoinis. They want to have a Tam in Davening. They want to have it. They don't see it. They want to really experience Vani Kirbas Alekim Li Toiv. And they come, they ask us, but what do? I have Sveikis, I have Kashis, I have Nisyoinis. And today we have so much more Chayshach than we had then. But we don't have a Chazon Ish. We don't have a Lichtigkeit. We don't even have that Ma'at or that Doicha Harbe Chayshach. But there was a time that there was one greatest lichtigkeit in the world. There was an oireish, there was Yishalayim, oireish shel oilam, that illuminated the entire world. There was a Yishalayim, there was a Beis HaMikdash that was able to illuminate even the darkest Yiddish hearts. Look into Chazal. I don't mean Zoyas Medrash. Look into the Gemaras that we so often learn, and think about the Lichtigkeit that the Beis HaMikdash generated. Think about the Amunah that the Beis HaMikdash personified. Think about the Yizgalus Hashchina that was a daily presence in Beis HaMikdash. I once made a whole list of Chazalin. What you see, the Yerushalayim Oirei Shel Oilam, how that not gemach lichtig a ganze Welt. But it's Tisha B'Av today. So let me just tell you a Mishnah. Who doesn't know the Mishnah in Avos? Asara Nisim Nasal Aveseinim Beveis HaMikdash. 10 Nisim. Rabbi say 10 Nisim that happened, and some of them were daily Nisim. The Beveis HaMikdash was the most eloquent testimony of Hashem, Hu Elokim Einoid Milvadoi. Today we hear a Moifis, Tzemach Lichtig, it warms our heart, a Chazon Ish. And then a Yid walked into Beis HaMikdash and he saw it in front of his own eyes. And why was the Beis HaMikdash? What was the purpose of that? The Mishnah's Lashon is the Chari not Meduyik. Atzara Nisim Nasal Aveisenu. So I saw the Tveret Yisrael, the Medrash Shmuel asked, it wasn't for us. It was all for the Avodah. It was all for the Klapei the Shechina. What's Nasal Aveisenu? So they both say, no, that's not true. The Abish doesn't need Nisim. We needed the Nisim. The Nisim was to be mechazik our emunah, that we should be able to see what we learned this morning. Think about it. There was a place, there was a Eitzim Vavonim that totally defied nature. A Yid walked in, he could have walked in with Kashas and Sveikis and Chayshah, and he walked out a Maimin, because his eyes, his own eyes saw Ki Hashem Hu Elokim Einoid Levadoi. Today we hear a story, a beautiful story, but it's such a painful zeichel lechurban of what was. You learn the Gemara, Yuma Oim Dem Tzvufim Mishtachavim Revoche Yuma Chafalif. You're davening, you bow down, there's plenty of place. What happened? It was Oim Dem Tzvufim, because Ki Hashem Elokim was permeated in the walls of Beit HaMikdash. L'man tilmud l'yira taisim b'vabasa taitis, a person came to Yerushalayim, he went out, mo l'yira shamayim. Yom olamites, Shimon HaTzadik in his times, there were 40 years of consecutive nisim that every year saw. That was l'man tilmud l'yira. That was the Yerushalayim oirei shel oilam that made lichtig every Yiddish heart. Gemara Yuma Chafalof. Just think about it. We learned the Gemara, but think about it. Try to visualize it. Try to picture it. Moira v'noitze v'dishan mizbeach v'dishan menoira v'chol v'klicheres nevloyim b'mekoyman. They took part of the oil asoif that they weren't makdav on mizbeach. They put it down over here, and it just got absorbed into the ground without a zecha remaining. They put the klicheres that was treif over here, and they came back, and all of a sudden it disappeared. A person walked into Beis HaMikdash and he saw nisim geluyim in front of his own eyes. Yerushalayim oirei shel oilam gevalt, nisim that every yid saw. Do you think a Yid had a suffix in Amunah then? Do you think a Yid had a Shvachtite in Amunah? He was overtaken, he was overwhelmed, he was intoxicated by the Nisim that were commonplace in Beis HaMikdash. But there are more. But I told you, it's Tisha B'Av. But let me tell you one Chazal that I think really captures the whole message. It gives you a feeling, it's a glimpse into what Beis HaMikdash was. In the Reishis Parshas HaMachalaf Simen Chav Beis, the Medrash tells the story, Taichas, the Pasuk, Vayorech, Azreyev, Begodov, Altiki, Begodov, Ela Boigdov. And the Medrash describes two of the most notorious Boigdei Hashem. Soinei Hashem, Rachmanu Litzlan. And one of them was Yosef Meshisa. And the Medrash says how he had the chutzpah, the audacity to do something that even the Goyim during the Churban wouldn't dare do. He was the epitome of the Boigdav. He personified Begidav Hashem. State in Medrash, when the Goyim entered the Beis HaMikdash, the Harabayis in fact, they were afraid to go into Beis HaMikdash. Even a guy knew what Beis HaMikdash was. So they saw a Yid, this Yosef Meshisa, this Boigid. I told him, go in. You go first. Whatever you take is yours. Still too far. A guy wouldn't do, and Yosef Meshisa anxiously ran into Beis HaMikdash. Nichnas v'hoitzi menorah shalom, and he came out with the menorah. They saw that. Tells us all, the Goyim that destroyed Beis HaMikdash, the Rishoyim that had no Shivas at all for Beis HaMikdash, they saw that, and even that they felt, you're going too far. Ein darf yisil hedjit l'shtamas b'zeh. No, you can't take that. That was spitz begida that didn't even pass for a Yosef Meshisa. Oil zman tenisa going a second time, and whatever you take is yours. But this is going too far. Think about the choishik in that yid's heart. He did what Romans didn't do, and in fact it was such chutzpah, they couldn't tolerate that. And yet, Sheikh Medjus, he refused. He said, I'm not going in again. They said, I will give you a belt of money. I'm not going in again. And they threatened him. If you don't go in again, they described a torturous death, which was just lahavdil like Rabbi Akiva endured. They were going to punish him and he should suffer a terrible, terrible misa. And he was adamant. And he said, Loidai shechasti lalekai pam achas. I will not go in a second time. It's better if I went once, I refuse. And the Medrash describes that torturous death that he was subjected to. And Zok the Medrash, the whole time when he was suffering, mamish like Rabbi Akiva suffered. Hoye metaveach va'oma vei, oi, oi, oi li she'echasti leboiri. What did I do the first time? How did I do that? How did I go in and take the menorah? Pilaployim. The spitz boigdov changed into a maisa nefesh, something similar to Rabbi Akiva. Someone who was in the Bira Amikta suddenly went up to the Igra Ram. What happened? What changed? What was this transformation? The Panovich Rav once said, one thing changed in his life. One thing was responsible for that change. Mibira Amikta le'Igra Ram. He went into Beis HaMikdash. He had a hashpah of Beis HaMikdash. And that was able to change a Yosef Meshicha, the personification of Begida, into a Moitzeh Nefesh similar to Rabbi Akiva. Doesn't that say a lot what Beis HaMikdash was? Doesn't that really capture the Yishalayim Oirei Shalaylam? How those walls, how that Eitzim V'Avonim saw, witnessed, experienced Nisim B'chol Yoyim. Those Heilig Avonim saw the daily experience of the Hiskalas Hashchina. Do you think a Yid in times of Beis HaMikdash had Shveikis and Emuna? He was overwhelmed, he was overtaken with his Galus Kvoit Shamayim to the extent that a Yosef Meshisa could make such an about face. The Goyin one said, I could picture what an early Achron was. Maybe I could picture what a Rishon was. But I can't, Mishum Oifen, begin to imagine what a Pashat the Yid in Beis HaMikdash was. If you know what the Goyin was, if you know the Hasogis the Goyin had, you know what a Zog that is. The Goyin with his phenomenal head couldn't begin to picture what a Pashat the Yid in Beis HaMikdash was. A Rishon, yeah, and a Pashat the Yid not. You know how much Goyinus is in that verse from the Goyin? You know how much Oymik is in that verse from the Goyin? Because a Yid in Beis HaMikdash, even a Pashat the Yid, lived Kol Kulay Ki Hashem Hu Aleikim Einoid Milvadoi. The lesson of the Zoya quoted, Il Mali Have a Yadin B'nei Nasha. If only a Yid would know Rechimusa, the love, the Rachim Kutchabrichu Li Yisrael. If only a Yid would know the Ahava that Ebishter has, Have Yisrei Agen Kikavira Lemirdif Abasrei. He would run after the Ebishter. And that was a daily experience in the life of a Pasha to Yid in Beis HaMikdash. He saw it, he felt it, he was surrounded by it. He saw the Asar Nisim, He saw everything in the Yishalayim Oyre Shalaylam. And what do we have today? What do we have today? We have Sveikis, we have Kashis, and even in our own B'nai Torah, you see a Bocha, it's a vein to raise the hearts. I'm not learning, I don't have a Cheshik to learn. You see a Balabas that's struggling to be Kaveyi to my Torah. And you ask yourself, why? Why was there a time that the Pashas, the Yid, was Barum Hamayla, and now even the B'nai Torah have problems? It's one word. It's one word that's responsible for all our problems. And that's Churban. If we can't cry about the Churban in the times of Yirmiyah, let's cry about our own Churban. If we can't cry about Kedayu Beis Elokeinu, cry about our Churban in Ruchnius. Why we have so much Chayzah and there's no Lichtigkeit. The Shirim once asked in Siman Aleph in Aruch Chaim, there's a halacha, Royu lechol yirei shemayim liyos meitzah v'doyeg al churban beis hamikdash. Frag the Chiddush Harim, why is it halacha for yirei shemayim? And if not a yirei shemayim, I don't have to keep this halacha of churban habayis. Frag the Chiddush Harim, if you're not a yirei shemayim, you have to cry about your own churban. Why are you not a yirei shemayim? If you had a beis hamikdash, you would be a yirei shemayim. So if you're not a Yerei Shemayim, you first have to cry about your own Churban, and then you could worry about Churban Habayis. Maybe that's the Eitzah. If we can't cry about Churban Habayis, let's cry about our own Churban. Why we don't feel like the Zohar says, the Ahava She'ein Kamayu, that the Eibishter has to every and each and every one of us. Why we don't have a Taman of Blat Gemara? Why we don't have a Cheshik for a davening? Why we don't feel the Ani Kirvas Alekim Litoi? Why are we so different than the Pashit Yid in Beis Hamikdash? Maybe we should cry about our own Churban. And it wasn't only Beis Hamikdash. It wasn't an experience that a Yid had to be in Beis Hamikdash to feel. Again, there's a lot to say, but I want to choose one Chazal. A Yid went to Beis Hamikdash, the Gimel Regalim. It was a very difficult journey to take. Invariably, a person would take his whole family. Who's going to watch the house? Who's going to leave his business, his store, his house, his farm? Everybody's going. So we know Baruch Hashem, the Pasuk in Mishpatim, the Eibishter is mafteach us, v'leyachmed ish es artecha, don't worry. The Eibishter is helpful. The Gemara Pesachim, Daf Ches Mebeis, speaks about Nisim that Yidin experienced. But there's one Yishalmi in Peya Per Gimel Lach Zayin I found particularly moving. So of the Yishalmi, there was one family, apparently a wealthy family, and the Goyim the whole year were eyeing, waiting for that day when they're going to go to Aliyah L'Regel, be a free country, literally. We'll take what we want, we'll loot, we'll plunder. And they're waiting, and comes the Eden left, and everybody, and they check, and they count, and make a head count, all the brothers, and the father, and the grandfather, everybody's gone. They're about to go into the house, and someone's there. Maybe somebody left behind. They go back tomorrow, someone's there. And every day they go and there's someone there. Until after the Yontif and the Eden come home, and the Goyim apparently was so curious, and they asked him, why did you go this Yontif? Why were you home a whole Yontif? He says, we went. You went? So who was in your house this whole period of time? So the Yishalmi, they answered, Loi Barnash. There was nobody home. Listen, Rabbi Say. Open your heart. Listen to the Lashon of Chazal. And then the Goyim understood. Lahavla Goyot Fashtanim. a guy realized it wasn't the Barnas, it wasn't the human being, it was the Eibishter. It was the Eibishter protecting the house of every Yid. What Yachmoid is Ishes Artzicha was an experience that even a guy realized. The Yishalmi, the guy, the Havdul, that Rasha, that Ganif, made a bracha, Brich Eloikoin the Yehudai. Gebenched is the Yiddish God, the Loi Shafkan. He didn't leave you, Allah. He didn't forsake you. The Loi Shavik Loin, and he never will abandon you. He never will forsake you. Gewalt, think about that. What time the Beis Hamikdash, even a guy saw. Even a guy saw the Noichi Hashem Olekecha. Even a guy saw Zek Kelev Yanveyu. A guy was able to make a bracha on the Shechina that he saw. Because a guy realized it's not a Barnas, it's a Shechina there. Even a guy realized the Rechimusa, the Rachim, Kuchabrichu, the Yisrael. Think about that. That was the way Yidden lived B'tzeisi mi Mitzrayim. That even a guy saw the Anoichi in front of his own eyes. And what's for today? And what's for today in the Tkufa of B'tzeisi mi Yerushalayim? I saw this Yishalmi and it came to my mind immediately. I can't say the word similar because it's so painfully similar, so terribly similar, but the resemblance is striking. I saw the Yishalmi, Layachmir Shasar Tzacha, how a guy realized the Eibishter will never forsake you. Imagine what a Yid felt. And then, I don't know, as I saw the Yishalmi, I thought, what happened 60 years ago? The Nazis, Yimach Shemom v'Zichrom, they marched into the Shensta Yiddisha Ayorois. They marched into a Telz, into a Kruka, into a Varsha, into a Kelm. Meleya Soifer, Meleya Chochma. And they also barked, Lahavdil. They also screamed, La Yachmoit Ish Es Artzicha. They went into a whole city and they said, out of your city. And everybody ran out. And those Yeshayim Achshimon, it's documented how they used to tease and taunt the Eden. And they would say, Judin, where is your guts? They came in a few soldiers. They rounded up a whole city and they burned them HaKiddush Hashem. They took it over cities that Yidden put in years, tens, hundreds of years. And in a few moments it was all over. And that's the version of Yachmoit Ish Es Artzicha that we see B'tzeisi Mirub Yishalayim. Why? Why the contrast? It's one word. Korban. How do we go mi igra ram le bira amikta? There was a time, think about it. There was a time that even a guy was certain the Eibishter will never leave you. And the Eibishter is always with you. And in our tkufa, in our korban of tafshin, how many yidden? How many Yidden lost their Muna because they didn't see the Eibishter? And you think about the contrast, it's so terribly depressing. A guy saw forever the Eibishter will never leave you. And in our times, there were Yidden that lost their Muna because the Eibishter left them. There was time that even a guy saw Ata Reisa Ladas Ki Hashem Olekim. He saw the Zekeli V'Anveyu. Today we have Chayshach. Today we have so much Chayshach. And it's one word. It's one word that's responsible for this striking contrast. And that's Chorban. could go on, but it's too painful. Think about Yerushalayim. The Gemara says, Mishalara Yerushalayim Lera Krach Nechumad Miyamov. Mesoyis Kola Oret HaChazal Taich that Pasik. Migdash Melech Ir Melucha Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh Yerushalayim Oire Shalaylam. And what is Yerushalayim today? Pardon me, I have to ask Mechila from the Mokim and from the Choshev at Siba. But do you know in Yerushalayim today, pardon me, there's a Muslim quarter, there's a Christian quarter, there's an Armenian quarter that Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld said is Amalekim. That's in Yerushalayim, the Krach Nechmod. That's in Misois Kol Haaretz. That's in Migdash Melech Ir Melucha, Amalekim and Christians and Muslims. Is it really so hard to feel the Churban? Maybe the Churban of 2,000 years ago is too distant. But look at the Churban Yerushalayim and Tavshin Samach Aleph. Is it really so hard to daven with Etvas Kavona Yerushalayim Ir Chaberach Mimtoshev? Someone asked me, why should I daven Yerushalayim? Baruch Hashem, it's the Lawis. We don't know what's going to be. The Shigoyen. What is Shigoyen? Yerushalayim is ours. Yerushalayim is ours if three quarters of it is Tumah and Tumah and Tumah. A person who knows what Yerushalayim is has to be deaf. He has to be deaf not to hear what we learned last night, that even the Goyim, the Christians, the Muslims, the Armenians say, Hazoi sa'ir she'yoymu klilas yoyfi misois kaloretz. Yerushalayim is yours. You don't have to daven Yerushalayim Ircha anymore. I'll never forget my first visit to the Kaisel. I was an Elter Bach then. Someone was kind enough to tell me that, of course, the first visit to the Kaisel is very emotional, and it's, but it could, it's very possible that you won't feel anything. And that's the Metzius, you should know. A person is so overwhelmed with emotion, he mamish becomes cold and indifferent. He comes there, he doesn't know, like, it's like another day. And that's rather the Metzius, you should know. Psychologically, that's the Metzius. Amola, it could be so overwhelming that you don't even feel anything. So he told me, listen, if you don't start to cry, I'll stay, don't worry, it's normal. Fine. And I still remember Ad Hayoyim, my first visit to the Kaisel, I did cry. But it wasn't because of the Kaisel. Could be he would have been right. I came to the Kaisel, my first visit, and I heard like a funny noise, very strange noise. It wasn't davening, it was a very disturbing noise. So I asked that Chava, what is that noise? He goes, you don't know? He says, no, I don't know. What is that noise? Come on, you don't know what that is? He said, no. So he goes, it's on the other side of the bit of the Kaisel. I said, what do you mean? What's there? So you really don't know? There's a mast, there's a tumma, and they sing. And he told me that those that know, they sing that now this is our place, doesn't belong to the Jews anymore. I remember how that destroyed me. You have a Kaisel, and in the Mokam HaMikdash, the Helix, the Art, and the ganze Welt, there's a Tumah. Can you imagine the Tzar Shechina, that in the Helix, the Art, and the ganze Welt, there's a Tumah? And in the Tumah, they're singing, Lo Yachmoit Ish Es Arzecha, it doesn't belong to you anymore. The Abishta left you, your God left you, now it's our God. Can a person not say Yerushalayim Ircha with Tredin if he thinks about what's going on in Yerushalayim Ircha? That they are ones that are locking us up. And you think there was a time that a guy saw that the Abish will never forget us, and now the Goyim are laughing at us. Is it really hard to cry about Churban HaBayis? we hear Moifsim Chazinish, Kizoygin, Vadai. But the Medrash, the Seder, the Ma'apek Chavalef, says, Ein lechakol ir v'ir b'eretz Yisrael, shloi hoyu b'nevi'in. Every city had a Baruch HaKadosh Navi. And Chazal chose carefully a description of the Navi, the Ramban says, was a Raya. He had Oigin. The Navi, the Raya, saw the answer to every problem. The Ramban says when a person got sick, he didn't go to the doctor, he ran to the Raya. You find in Shmuel when Kish, Saul's father, lost the Asoinos, he had a problem, he had a setback in business. Did he go running to a consultant? State and Pasuk, he ran to the Raya. He ran to the Navi. Why is this happening? I'm telling you, that story with the Chazinish, as remarkable as it is the most painful Zeichel of Churban that I could imagine. Because there was a time that everybody had a Chazinish, and a time that everybody had a Raya. And there was a time that a person knew if there was Chayshech in his heart, there were so many alternatives. Why are we in this Bira Amikdaf today? Why do we see the Kilosei Merubai B'chol Yoyim? Why do we see the Boigdav that don't become Balei Tshuva? Because we don't see what we saw. We see Amuna, a fraction, a chutasayir of what it used to be. And I believe this is what the smak, that's the message of the smak. You're talking about Amuna and Noichi. It's so pitifully inadequate. It's so missing in the Amuna. Unless you supplement it with a tzipisali Yeshua. If you connect with the past, if you think what went on in Beis HaMikdash, if you think about the Nisim, the Izgalas, that even a guy was able to see with his own eyes, then you might get a complete picture. But Amuna has to be with Tzipis of Yeshua. Because there's so much that we're missing that we can't even imagine. I once met a Bach, I think it was last year or 2 years ago, here. And he told me, right before Tisha B'Av, last year Tisha B'Av, I made a Gevaldige Kinyan here in Ashraga. I asked him, what? I was kind of a feeling in being Mesabal Yerushalayim. Then he told me. I never was in this camp. No, Tisha B'Av was a drear, a long day. And being with this Eid HaKadosha and hearing the different shmuzin that go on throughout the day, I was kinda a Kenyan in being Mis'abal on Yerushalayim. He said, I'm not Chavesha looking for him, I'm not, but I have a shaykhis to being Mis'abal on Yerushalayim. And I'm looking forward to this Tisha B'Av to be a meaningful Tisha B'Av. This has to be the Avodas Hayom. This has to be the Tzav Hashah for each and every one of us. We have to make Mis'avol Ayushalayim a part of us. We have to make Tzipisa Yeshua a part of our Avodas Hayom. It's one of the ikichiyuvim. It's one of the questions that I'll ask the yidla sublavai, zgalen, zgadavin, but what were you mitzapal Yeshua? The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, Perek Aleph, kol mi she'ene maimin boi, oi she'ene mechakel leviyosai, and he writes a very stressful chazach. We all believe in Mashiach, but the Rambam says there's another halacha, mechakel. Every Yid has to be able to say, I am one of those that Ashei HaMechakeh V'Yagia LaYomim. we can't be like Amolega. And you know something, Baruch Hashem, we're not expected to be. I saw the Pelayoyet who lived in the Dor Deya. When he speaks about the Erech of Avelis, in his times he wrote, you have to do what you could do. You don't have to do what the Dalam Sadiqim, do your part. Our Kleinigkeit. We have to walk out of this Tisha B'Av with a Kenyan in being Mis'abel Ayushalayim. I don't want to repeat what I said before, how dangerous it is not to. How crucial, how critical it is to feel it. But let's be positive. The Kenyan of being Mis'avol and Yerushalayim is one of the Ika Avoides of Yid. And you know something? It's not hard. It's really not hard. I once made a cheshbon, and I think this is not an impartial list. A partial list. In davening, what we say every day, three times a day, we daven umevi goyel of nevenehem, mechayim meisim, tekab b'shoifa, hashiva, liyushalayim, estemach, ritzei, v'sechazena. That's in Shemoneh Esrei. And the rest of davening, in benching. We say davening, we say tefillis, we say brachis that are our mechakim liyeshua. Is there a hergish? Is there a leifit? Now, someone once showed me in a Svarda Shasida, from Svardim, what we Ashkenazim say, Umitzapim liYeshua, the Svardim, it's written, Kan, Mitzapim liYeshua. They don't say those words like we do. They stop, and they're all Mitzapim liYeshua in that bracha. Gevaldik. And Bemesti, I found later, the Shari Tshuv and Simin Kuf Yud Ches writes this Eitzah. Every day, three times a day, the Mitzapel Yeshua. No, if that's not your minik, whether you say it or not, but remember, every Yid has to be a Mitzapel Yeshua. Every tefillah, every krechs, every bracha, hopefully every tear, is very meaningful. Is very effective, is a better word. The Mrs. Sharman Perig Yutes. I saw this years ago, I never understood it. He speaks about davening for Mashiach, davening for Geula. Me, I'm going to daven, it's going to help. Zop the Mesias Sharim, of them is Gizop the Mishnah. The sugi in Sanhedrin of Lamed, lefikach nivra adam yechidi, that a person should say bishvili nivra oilam. Yes, your tefillah, you kleina yid, you insignificant yid, it's your tefillah that could bring the geula. And he writes, kamenachis ruach ulefon of yizbarach sheibonim evakshin mispalam al zois. At the time, I thought, no, it's a chizuk, it's an esayrus. But lately I realized there's a lot of pashtus to that. There's a lot of halachah l'maisa to that. Divrei Elokim Chayim of the Lutzat.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@kohl.com.